WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Aw, snap. 6:37 is Rockets Hunter. Good morning.
What's up?
Today, we got a high of 33, partly sunny. Not bad.
Strange. Something strange.
You came in too soon.
No, I didn't.
You did. You blew
no,
it.
No, I didn't.
You sound like such a moron.
Ah, dang it.
Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 20. Tomorrow, chance for some snow building, 2 to 4 inches possible.
All right. I thought we weren't going to do the weather until, like, April.
No, I need to because we're actually going to get some weather now. Friday's going to be cold as balls, dude.
Yeah.
High of only 18 on Friday.
Snow then, huh? No, absolutely not.
There's a chance for some snow there. Yeah. Snow in the next couple days.
Just admit it. We're not getting a winter this year.
No, it's going to happen. May. A nice May winter. It's going to be fantastic. It's going to be a nice snowy May. Anyway, it's cold. We'll do an extended look at the forecast with WSBT here in a little bit. Right now, let's do your rock news and rock history.
Here's your Plan B morning show rock news with Brock and Hunter.
As always, your rock news and rock history brought to you by Honor Credit Union. Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.
Well, following Dee Snider's recent remarks that AC/DC would make for a good Super Bowl halftime show, comes a petition to make it happen, and Dee has signed it himself. The petition was started by rock fan Gina DeLisi, who says, quote, "It's been a while since we've had some real metal played at the halftime show for the Super Bowl. Don't get me wrong. All the music artists have done a great job and should play the show, but they all need a turn. It's time for some rock and roll, and who better than AC/DC to play? They are coming back together, making new album and possibly touring again. This would be perfect. Come together, metalheads, and get this going." Dee Snider of Twisted Sister is with us.
100% agree.
I do, too.
Here's why. This is why.
Why?
Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Or what was it this year? Shakira?
Shakira and J-Lo.
And J-Lo.
Yeah.
You love Shakira and J-Lo, don't you?
Nice asses.
I have no idea. Hey, name a Shakira song, would you? No idea. No, I know a J-Lo song, you know?
Whenever, wherever we're meant to be together, I'll be there and you'll be here.
See, here's the thing. You and I and our buddies, not really rallying around Shakira.
No.
Not really rallying around J-Lo. All right, which I understand. So you got to play to the demographic, right? Mm-hmm. AC/DC, rock and roll.
Yeah.
You can ask any female. And I'm just using females as an example. Yeah. Not because females don't like rock and roll. I'm not saying that, so don't get all mad.
Mm-hmm.
In this building, and they'll tell you an AC/DC song.
Oh, for sure.
100%. It is more demographically fitting to have AC/DC play a halftime show
absolutely.
Than some kid band.
Yeah.
Or some, like a J-Lo. I get it. She's huge. But I don't like J-Lo.
I'm surprised that AC/DC has never done a halftime show. You think about it. Back in Black.
Dude,
that
it's
album,
a perfect band for
you. Shook Me All Night Long. Back in Black.
I just want to hear, are you ready? They've been playing
that. Are you ready for a good
dude,
game?
I love
it's such that. A great
it's
song.
It's perfect for football.
Ooh.
And they're playing it on like Monday night football. Yep. Is that what it was? Monday night football?
I think it was Monday night, yeah.
I mean, dude, it's just a perfect band for it.
I think they would 100%. Be great. It's the Back in Black is only behind Thriller as far as worldwide album sales. So you have Michael Jackson's Thriller, and then you have AC/DC's Back in Black.
Here's the thing, though.
Yeah.
If they were to say Metallica, I would be like, I would love it.
Yeah.
Yes, it's awesome. But maybe not too demographically fitting.
I'm right there with you.
You know, it's too heavy. It's too heavy for some people. And AC/DC is different. It's the most middle ground rock and roll badass band. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying middle ground.
Yeah.
I'm just saying like by demographic.
Well, it's so good that everyone loves it.
Absolutely.
Everyone knows You Shook Me All Night Long. Everyone knows Back in Black. Everyone knows those. TNT. Mm-hmm. I mean, everyone knows those songs. And think about it, too. You got Brian on there. We'll throw Axl in there.
Dude.
He did that, and they were able to do some deep cuts that they haven't done in a while. I'm all for it.
It's perfect. It's a perfect band.
It's probably not going to happen. It's going to be Justin Bieber, some garbage like that. Yeah. But I'm signing this petition, bro.
Yeah.
We should. You know what? And I'm going to share it.
Share it.
On our Facebook page. Go sign this. Let's make AC/DC happen in 2021.
You're badass, man.
I love it. All right. There you go. Well, nice job, everybody.
Yeah.
Way to go. That's your rock news. Let's do your rock history.
On this day in rock history.
This actually works out. There wasn't a whole hell of a lot in the rock history, but speaking of Super Bowl, on this day, 1986, The single, Super Bowl Shuffle, by the Chicago Bears shuffling crew, was certified gold by the RIAA.
Nice.
I love it.
Super Bowl Shuffle.
It's just start no scuffle. We're just here to do the Super Bowl Shuffle.
Such a terrible song.
It got certified gold, man. You know. That's the way gold is, I think, 500,000 copies.
Yeah.
So there you go.
I mean, that's when the Bears were pretty badass.
The only time they were ever badass.
Oh, boy. Here comes Packer fan.
Yeah, now I lost all the Bears vote for AC/DC. All right. There you go. That's your Rock News and Rock History brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Come be part of it.